Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, it's April 20th, 420, which is a significant date for some folks. I thought I'd mark it by talking to Michigan Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta, which is always a trip. Rick, I've been listening to and reading the reporting on the Michigan Medical Marijuana Licensing Board. Here we are, 16 months after lawmakers approved regulating and taxing the medical marijuana industry, and not a single license issued. That's after a fair number of years of dispensaries popping up for business just about anywhere the proprietors wanted. What's the holdup here?
Well, the holdup is that they've been setting this up for so long that they've just now started executing the standards that the legislature adopted. And the issue here is that some people say that the board and the state medical marijuana regulating agency are just being a little too laid back on this, that there are 470-something applications pending. And yesterday, the board, the marijuana licensing board, issued just 9 preliminary licenses, which means that they haven't even gotten around to issuing a finalized license to a single medical marijuana business, with the deadline to get all of them done less than 2 months away.
How long ago did the board start accepting applications?
Applications started coming in December of last year. That the deadline was mid-February to get that in. And if you didn't, and you were an existing medical marijuana facility, then you got a cease and desist order from the state saying that you're no longer eligible to operate. And the fact that if you continue to operate, then that might affect your future ability to get a medical marijuana license.
The ballot initiative legalizing medical marijuana in Michigan was passed in November of 2008. That's almost a decade ago. Why has it taken so long to get around to regulating this industry?
Well, the medical marijuana law, as it was adopted by voters, was actually very confusing. And it just took that long for local governments to sort out what they wanted to do, going to the legislature, having the legislature muster up the will to try and deal with this. And remember, because this was a voter-adopted initiative, that it actually takes super majorities in the legislature to change it. So a lot of this was just the time that it took to develop a willingness to exercise the political will to get this done.
You know, if a person were the suspicious type, you might think the government is using the Michigan Medical Marijuana Licensing Board to slow down or stop medical marijuana dispensaries altogether, or would that be paranoid?
maybe you were trying out some of the product?
Not me personally, but I'm just asking a question here.
Well, part of the problem here is that there is, in fact, a June 15th deadline for the board to issue finalized licenses to applicants who have followed the rules. Now, the board seems to have sort of tacitly, or at least the agency seems to have tacitly acknowledged that it's not likely to hit that target with all of the licensing, all of the applications that are still outstanding. And so what they've said is, while operating after June 15th, if you haven't been issued a final license, might affect your business, that the agency is not going to, it's not going to issue any cease and desist orders, and it's not going to refer anything to the state police for some kind of legal action.
So is this a matter of that background checks just take a long time, or is there something else going on here?
It's a matter of background checks take a long time. And a lot of it, according to the agency, is this is uncharted territory, and a lot of it was just the agency learning how to do its job. And as they've gotten into the process more and more, they've developed methods and systems that are working for them that should speed up the process. But as one person who showed up at the board meeting yesterday pointed out, that in 2 months, you'd have to have like 48 meetings if you're going to process all of them at a rate something like 9 or 10 per meeting.
That is Rick Pluta. He covers the Capitol for Michigan Radio. Rick, I know you probably have a safety meeting to get to. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's a big day. Stuff to do.